NATO's original mission was to block the westward spread of Soviet-led communism, a threat Winston Churchill warned about in 1946. He was then the leader of the opposition in the House of Commons in Great Britain. In a speech he delivered at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, Churchill coined a phrase to describe the divided European continent. Here are excerpts from that speech.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. Warsaw, Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Budapest, Belgrade, Bucharest, and Sofia. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. Whatever conclusions may be drawn from these facts, in facts they are, this is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up, nor is it one which contains the essentials of permanent peace. What is needed is a settlement, and the longer this is delayed, the more difficult it will be, and the greater our dangers will become. From what I have seen of our Russian friends and allies during the war, I am convinced that there is nothing they admire so much as strength, and there is nothing for which they have less respect than for weakness, especially military weakness.
Winston Churchill, speaking in Fulton, Missouri, on March 5th, 1946.